All right, we're back with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters and Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, Michigan. Walt, I appreciate you giving us a little time today, getting ready for season. It's here.
It is, and it's beautiful. What a nice day today. Had four dogs out for training, and it was just a perfect day.
Well, tomorrow's kind of the start of hunting season for me. I'll be getting Rhody in a duck boat for the very first time. Early teal season and early goose season opens up. I'm pretty excited about seeing what he can do, although I think managing expectations is something that we should talk about at this point.
And he's a baby still. He's young, first season. Everything I'm seeing from him so far, he's way ahead of the game. And a lot of that goes back to you and the yard work and the obedience part of it. You're going to be way ahead of the game this year. And again, being a baby, if he makes mistakes, he makes mistakes. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, you know, I do really enjoy shooting ducks and geese, but that's going to be secondary to the payoff of watching him develop into an excellent duck dog. So I'm not too worried about, you know, whether or not I get shots or not. I'm more worried about when I do get the shots, making them count so he doesn't look at me with a disappointing face.
You know, and that happens a lot. That happens a lot out here. You know, I like working a dog, and I like having the owner do the shooting. But if we get to the point that we miss three, four, or five birds in a row, I'll start shooting them because the dog's got to have some success along the way. I mean, he's doing his job. He's pointing the bird. He's flushing the bird. We need to be shooting the birds.
Well, that's a good point. And I do want to talk about the bird report here going into this season. A lot of folks were worried about, especially grouse, at this point with a cold, rainy, wet spring. Not necessarily optimal conditions for broods. But it sounds like it's going to be a good year.
You know, when I was talking to a couple of my DNR people earlier in the spring, they had a concern about that. But again, talking to the people that come out here every day that are in the grouse woods, they're seeing birds and they're seeing good-sized broods. So everybody that's been coming out here is pretty excited about this season.
Are you talking to people from across the UP? Like, what counties are you talking about?
I'm talking Marquette, Ishpeming, over Munising, Manistique. They have quite a few dogs from Manistique area, and then Delta County.
Yeah, I've gotten good reports from Luce County, Alger County, Schoolcraft, Houghton and Berga counties, and of course Iron County. I mean, that's like a gimme for grouse.
Yep. Iron County is kind of a hidden secret over there. They've got so much gorgeous grouse country.
Yeah, great habitat there. Okay, Walt, give me your number in case they want to try and get their dogs out on birds before season opens.
Okay, it's 906-399-0557.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters and Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, giving us the good tips and outlook for upland bird season right here on The Outdoor Show.